Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has come to Menendez territory on the hunt for votes. This is Union City, Senator Bob Menendez's hometown, and we're in a high-rise, subsidized apartment building where loyalty to the Democratic machine runs deep.
Hey, Ravi Bala, I'm the mayor of Hoboken.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm actually running for U.S. Congress.
Bala is knocking on doors with progressive activist Hector Oseguera. He lives in Union City and ran unsuccessfully against the machine in 2020.
This is a sort of place that has North Korea numbers of voting for the machine candidate, which in a normal year would have been Bob Menendez, followed by his son, Rob Menendez. And now that, you know, New Jersey's gone through this political earthquake, a place like this becomes competitive.
Oseguera is talking about a recent federal court decision that stops political party machines from giving their favored candidates better placement on the ballot. That decision, along with the corruption and bribery charges against Senator Bob Menendez, is upending the primary in New Jersey's 8th District. 2 years ago, the younger Menendez announced his run for the open seat, and the entire Democratic establishment endorsed him, including the man now challenging him, Ravi Bala.
I want to see change within the 8th District. It's a district of working families who often don't have a seat at the table, partially because of the political structures in New Jersey. And I think this is probably the first time that I can remember as a grown adult where the race for Congress in the 8th District is an election, not a selection. And that's what democracy is about.
The mayor is the son of Indian immigrants and a civil rights attorney. Days after Bala was taking his campaign to Menendez turf, the Congress member was holding an event hosted by a Hoboken city councilwoman that featured a long list of elected officials from the city. Menendez is 38. He's a lawyer and was a commissioner for the Port Authority before becoming a congressman. He proudly touts his office's strong constituent services, which he says handled 1,500 requests in his first 2 years in Congress. At the forum, he offered detailed answers on transportation, immigration, and the political divide in Congress. Menendez also spoke directly about the problems his father's indictment has caused for his reelection.
People know me. People trust me, and they know that I'm always going to show up for them. That's why we have the support that we have. That resonates with voters. It resonates with people who are stakeholders, that despite the challenges that exist because of my father and because of the last name, they trust me. They know that we're two separate people, and they know that I do the work and will continue to do the work. That's why we have the support that we have.
The 8th Congressional District is the only one in the state that has a majority of Latino residents. And Menendez supporters say it should be represented by a Latino, like the incumbent congressman. But Dan Cassino, a pollster with Fairleigh Dickinson University, says the Menendez name, once a door opener, is now causing problems.
When we tell voters when you're polling this race, you have voters saying, wait, Menendez is on the ballot? Like, they don't recognize that it's not his father. So that Menendez name now, in most of the state, is really just so toxic.
Cassino says Menendez Sr.'s favorability ratings were down to single digits in a poll last fall. And if voters are confused which Menendez is which, that would hurt Menendez Jr.
But he also hasn't done much to distinguish himself from his father in the past year.
Rob Menendez, of course, does think he's distinguished himself from his father. But the name that surely helped get him the congressional seat may be his undoing in the June 4th primary. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.